Coming up at the Curry Curry Nostalgia Festival, you can enjoy Burlesque Muse. Joining us to have a chat about it is May De La Rue. May, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much. Tell us a little bit about what Burlesque Muse is.
Wow. See, burlesque is the fabulous art of striptease. I know, scandalous. But it's a really great, bloody positive opportunity. It showcases so many diverse talents, people, performers, and actually is a really fun tongue-in-cheek style of performance that really gets the crowd laughing and cheering and clapping along.
There is actually a large distance between stripping and burlesque, though, isn't it? Stripping, as we know it, is somebody taking their clothes off. Burlesque is a little bit more, I don't know, a bit more seduction, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all about the art of tease. What we do is we focus on the way that we peel layers of costumes off ourselves. And usually there's a really big story element to it. So the audience is in on the joke with the performer. So it's actually like an ongoing performance-based kind of conversation where the audience is encouraged to cheer and laugh and clap and really get the most enjoyment out of the entire performance.
May, how did you get involved in burlesque?
Well, it's a scandalous story, I have to tell you.
I look forward to it. Let's hear it.
I hope that you have some nice tea to drink, because a very long time ago, my heart was broken by I would call him a gentleman, but it turns out he wasn't. Mm. He left me for another woman. Gasp, horror. And I actually had nowhere else to go. My social circles were cut off because the two of them were going out to parties and socialising and things like that. And so I actually took myself off to life drawing classes in Sydney. And I came across the most amazing burlesque-themed life drawing. And from there, I discovered this amazing burlesque world that had shows and parties and wonderful music and lots of fabulous clothing. And so I started going along, and eventually I started going to classes. And then I made my debut about 10 years ago, and I have never looked back since.
May, can you tell us, if you can remember that 10 years ago, what it was like when you first took to the stage to give it a go? Can you tell us how you were feeling at the time?
Look, it is always a bit nerve-wracking when you're going to step onto a stage and take your clothes off, but I made it even harder on myself. I was doing what's called a sing and strip. I was singing live and doing a striptease at the same time. So I decided to go in right into the deep end, make it very hard for myself, but I loved it. I actually really enjoyed it. There's a real exhilaration and a real energy about what you're doing, and the audience is there cheering you along. Everyone's there to see you succeed. So it's a really wonderful, positive experience.
It sounds to me like that situation all those many years ago actually allowed the performer in you to blossom. It sounds like this is perhaps a destiny that you were always heading towards. You just needed the right circumstances for it to happen.
I always like to think there's a bit of sparkle inside of everybody, and burlesque classes and performing burlesque can be one of those things that really brings that sparkle out and lets it shine for all to see. So it is a really great way to just let yourself express your personality and your style with people who are often very like-minded.
Fair enough. I've certainly seen a lot of the photos that you sent through, and I've got to say, glamour is the main word that comes to my mind when I look at the burlesque performers.
It's a very traditional side of burlesque. So if you think back, burlesque started in sort of the 40s and the 50s as we were coming out of the war and everyone was celebrating it. And if anybody's been watching, there's a show on television about a female comedian, and in this current season, she's set in a burlesque house. So you can actually see the glamour and the magic that happens on stage, and it's compared very amusingly to the less than glamorous backstage. But yes, there's a lot of glamour, and then there's a newer world of burlesque where it's more parody, it's more satire, there's more political commentary, there's all kinds of different things like gore-esque, where it's a little bit bloody and a bit in that theme of gore and horror movies.
Oh dear.
And then very modern, you can get very modern robot style, or people tap into pop culture, like there is some Game of Thrones themed burlesque that will be coming with us, and all kinds of things. So it's never limited to one time and place in history.
Well, it is on this occasion because it's at the Curry Curry Nostalgia Festival this coming Friday, the 25th of March. May De La Rue, thank you very much for joining us to talk about Burlesque Muse. We appreciate your time on the show.
My absolute pleasure, and have a glamorous, glittering day.